When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, folks, I spend most of my time sourcing for you the day's finest Hangzhou silk news stories, mounting them on the most topical premium polyhedral bamboo joke frame, decorating it with artisanal ash ink, inserting a hand-poured beeswax candle, filling it with intention, and then sending it aloft on the updraft of audience laughter in the spectacular Chinese Lantern Festival that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I go visit my buddy Barracuda at the abandoned mall, drop a couple of hundos on some wet Roman candles, bent sparkler smuggled in from the Philippines, and a flare gun stolen from a crashed Coast Guard boat, set it all off in the deranged, unregulated fireworks accident of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, always makes me feel good. Always, always, always happy to do this. This is a happy antidepressant. Meanwhile, a 37-year-old Italian pastry chef is building his own version of Middle Earth to abandon modern life and is living as a hobbit. Come on, man, a 37-year-old being that obsessed with Tolkien, playing dress up to feel part of Middle Earth is a little sad. That kind of behavior is only appropriate for a 57-year-old. The chef is Nicholas Gentile, seen here wearing the exact same New Balance as Frodo famously wore in the Battle of Mount Footlocker. And Gentile is committed. He bought a piece of land in the countryside where he and his wife started building their personal shire. Wow! He has a wife! Meanwhile, Crocs has announced they will be changing their clogs ingredients to be bio-based by 2022. Yeah, yeah. That's a great move because currently each individual Croc is whittled from a block of polonium-210. Meanwhile, Mars. There are still major obstacles to colonizing the red planet, among them being that Martian soil doesn't contain the right stuff to make building materials. But don't you worry. There may be a solution because scientists are suggesting we build a Mars base out of astronaut blood. I'm guessing those scientists are not astronauts. This innovative idea comes from lead researcher Dr. Acula. Now, why blood? Fans of Dr. Acula here.
I want to suck your blood.
Sure.
You dig?
Why blood, you're asking? Well, researchers say it's possible to use a special protein found in human blood as an in vivo binder to create a kind of Martian soil concrete that can be used to build or 3D print entire buildings. I notice they're not being super specific about how they're going to harvest enough astronaut blood to 3D print entire buildings. Welcome to your first day on Mars. Here's the key to your room. But first, why don't you just hop on the old debloodinator over there? Afterwards, you'll get a juice box and a Lorna Doone. It's not just blood. Evidently, scientists explain you can also whip up Martian concrete with urine, sweat, or even tears. And if you're struggling to collect enough astronaut tears, try telling them you're going to make buildings out of their blood. Meanwhile, why? What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Meanwhile, cigarette gigantocorp Philip Morris International has taken control of an asthma inhaler maker after securing nearly 75% of inhaler maker Vectura shares, making it the majority shareholder. It's the worst conflict of interest since EpiPen was bought by Mr. Peanut. This life-saving medication, now available in Honey Roasted. Meanwhile, CNN has done a deep dive into how and how often to wash towels. According to experts, bath towels should be washed every 3 to 5 uses. Or for college students, whenever you hear the towel whispering, "Kill me."
Coming up, Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Gentlemen, big moment for me. You know my guest tonight is Mary Brandenburg and Pippin Took in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Now they started a new podcast they call The Friendship Onion. Please welcome Dominic Monaghan and Billy Boyd. Lovely to have you guys here. As you may know, you're completing my Hobbit collection.
Yes, because
I've interviewed most everybody else. I'm not normal. I'm incredibly excited to see you. Not that other people aren't excited, but what I'm saying is everyone as excited as I am to see you together. That's the thing. When they see you guys together, do they go, "What are you two doing together?" Or do they go, makes sense?
I think it's the other way around, isn't it? People kind of, it's a little kind of the R2-D2 C-3PO thing. They think that we come as a unit at all times, you know? And they're not sure which one is which. We do get a kind of...
we get that all the time.
Mary type thing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, which one's R2-D2 and which one's C-3PO?
Which one's the most highly strung? I'm the most highly strung.
Yeah.
I'm C-3PO. Yeah.
Now, what about super fans like me, when they see you on the street, what are they most likely, like, what line are they most likely to yell at you? Is it, like, second breakfast
second
or anything
breakfast.
Like that?
That was very good, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, second breakfast is a big one. But if we're feeling good...
Which we generally are.
Generally, we're happy people. We sometimes like to do a little song for people.
Oh, yeah, which
Because they ask for that.
Well, can I guess which one it is? I get this... Is this
not many.
The Green Dragon
song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you
want to do it? But we have to come out a little bit if we're going to do it. Come on, let's jig.
Please, no, you do. Please, hear you. I'll watch.
You gotta get this up. Look. Come around. You come in the middle, Steve.
I don't know all the words.
You can be an honorary hobbit. Come in the middle.
As long as you get the end.
Just okay, do come in the end.
I know the end, but it's got to use your
Anyone join in if you know it. Ready? You can drink your fancy ales, you can drink your Van Flagon, but the only brew for the brave and true, but the only brew for the brave and true, the only brew for the brave and true comes from the Green Dragon.
Hey!
Well, where's Bless This Took? What's that from? What's Bless This Took? What's that from?
Bless This Took?
Bless This Took.
Oh, that was from, that's another song that we did that ends in...
That's in Rohan.
The only thing that's...
Are you drunk?
Just now?
Or do you need to be drunk to remember the song?
Yeah, they are both drinking songs. You know, I mean, you've read the books a couple of times, Steve.
One or two, once or
the
twice.
The Hobbits like a drink. They like an ale. They like to party. It's like us, you know.
The Amazon Lord of the Rings prequel they're doing from the, you know, Second Age.
Yeah.
There are people out there with petitions to saying, don't have any nudity. Don't have any nudity because they're afraid they're gonna adult it up a little bit and have a little
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. Game of Thrones a little bit. How do you feel about the nudity, non-nudity thing in Tolkien?
Here's the thing: there was almost nudity in the movies. Me and Dom.
Hello.
True story?
True story. Philippa Boyens, who you know.
Sure, I do, yeah, sure.
Wonderful writer, one of the writers on...
And the expert.
Well, yep.
Steve.
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. But she did a gag, and she wrote a scene, because we'd been kind of doing some gags and winding people up, having a bit of fun, and she wrote a scene that she said, it's a new scene we're filming next week with the Ents with Treebeard. So when Merry and Pippin are up Treebeard, he gets a fright and shakes his branches, which makes you guys fall. And this has all been printed on this script. It makes you guys fall, and as you hit all the branches on the way down, by the time you hit the ground, you're naked. And Merry turns to Pippin and says, it's cold, isn't it? And Pippin says, hold me, Merry.
Yeah.
So I call up Dom and I said, have you seen this new scene? And he's like, yeah, I kind of read it. I was like, we're naked. And he... What was
well, I was kind of into it because I have a really fantastic ass. And I thought that now's the time to get it out. And you look great without any clothes on.
Well, I want to point out something for the people out there who don't think there should be any nudity in Tolkien. The hobbits get nude in the book.
Is and it people Tom forget, Bombadil?
It's Tom Bombadil.
I told you that.
After it's not in the movie, but in the book, Tom says to them, cast off these cold rags, run naked on the grass while Tom goes a-hunting. And he goes, the hobbits ran about for a while in the grass, as he told them, then lay there basking in the sun with delight.
Now...
So I don't want to hear it from any of the prudes who don't think there should be any nudity in The Lord of the Rings.
But no, we don't think anything nefarious went on there with Tom.
Or wonderful. Or anything wonderful.
Just all enjoying each other's company and bodies.
As well they should. As well they should.
It's fine.
We have to take a quick break, gentlemen, but when we come back... Dominic and Billy will try to stump me with Lord of the Rings trivia.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
We're here with Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan. Gentlemen, your podcast, which is the Onion of Friendship,
Friendship Onion. You're so close, Stephen.
The Friendship Onion.
Is that right?
May I do your podcast?
Oh, Stephen, we'd love
to.
I would love to do your podcast.
Yeah.
It sounds like a vacation to me.
Please.
Because...
Now, there's one thing I'm afraid of. And I've been told that you've got some questions tonight.
Stephen.
To possibly stump me about Tolkien, The Lord of the Rings. And let's see whether I want to do your podcast right now.
Well, Stephen, we do have two questions, which we will ask you, but just to put an added extra pressure on you, there is a prize, and I would say the prize is probably priceless, wouldn't you?
The prize is incredible, Stephen.
It's in my pocket, Stephen, and we will keep it secret, we'll keep it safe.
It's in his pockets?
In my pockets, is.
Yes.
Unless you get both questions right.
Uh-huh, okay.
Shall I go
first? So, okay.
Here we go.
Hit me.
Question number one, it's a two-parter, and I want both answers, not just half of them.
Okay.
Ready, Stephen? Here we go.
I'm actually nervous, go ahead.
Who
Oh.
is Shelob's mother?
And how did she die?
Wait a second. Are those both questions, or is this question? There's two
question,
parts.
And then Billy has
Three questions. Well, Shelob's mother is Ungoliant, okay? And she died by consuming herself in her own webs of darkness.
He's got it!
We could lose the prize.
It's all on you now. Oh, boy.
Fantastic, here we go. Stephen. Very impressive.
So, as you know, Merry and Pippin meet Treebeard.
Yes.
He is an Ent.
Yes.
The Ents have a meeting with Merry and Pippin.
Yes.
Which is called an Entmoot.
I'm a familiar.
They have this Entmoot in Fangorn Forest.
Yes.
But where in Fangorn Forest?
Oh! 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 Hang on a second! I think he's goosing us.
No, he's not. He's not.
Where in Fangorn Forest
is the Entmoot held?
Oh, this prize.
Quiet, please. Quiet.
Priceless prize.
It is... I don't know. I don't know the name. I don't know the name of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, stumped by Pippin.
Oh.
What is it? What's the answer, Pippin?
Dern Dingle.
Oh, damn it!
Stephen!
Damn it!
But like...
We'll edit that out, right?
Yeah. Am I the first person he ever saw?
Let me ask you something. Is it Dern Dingle? And we'll edit that in as the answer. No, you're one of the few people to ever stump me. It's a great question.
I'm actually scared now that I've got it wrong.
No,
is it Dern
Dingle? No, you got it right. No, it rang a bell as soon as you said it.
Should we give him the prize anyway?
Wait. How about this? Let me settle it. I'll settle it. I get the prize if you can answer this trivia question about Merry and Pippin.
Wait, so us getting it right means that you get a prize from us?
No.
Hold on.
Wait a second. If I get it right and you don't, how about that? If I get this question right, because I'm not asking the question.
Okay.
This question has been sent in to us today from Peter Jackson.
Oh.
Jim?
And I want to actually ask Stephen to get involved in this because we've got to basically answer the question, who knows Merry and Pippin better? Merry and Pippin or Stephen Colbert? So this is going to decide things. Now, this question is a two-part answer. I need two answers within the same question. So let me ask the question first, and then you're going to have 5 seconds. Very little known fact that a hobbit invented the game of golf, and that Merry, and I want to know, is Merry or Pippin descended directly from the hobbit who invented golf, and what was the name of that hobbit who invented the game of golf?
Pippin, and his name is Bull Roarer Took.
Definitely Pippin, right?
Did you know?
I knew that it was Pippin, but I didn't know who the hobbit was that invented golf.
So... Let's see if I'm right.
Okay, wrong. Wouldn't surprise me if Stephen got that right. But anyway, the name of the hobbit who invented golf was Bull Roarer Took. And the little bit of a trick question, because both Merry and Pippin are descended from Bull Roarer Took due to the wedding of Sarah Doc Brandybuck with Esmeralda Took. And you're actually first cousins. I hope you know that. I'm sure you do. So anyway, that's. But I think I'll just declare Stephen the winner anyway, because he likes being the winner. So let's just give him that. Thank you. Sorry to button. Sorry.
Thank you, Peter.
You got it.
I think he gets the prize, right?
Definitely got it.
All right.
It fits in my pocket. You ready, Stephen?
Sure.
You're going to like this.
What is it?
I'll try and grab all of them.
Oh.
A
Wait, I think I know.
Do you?
Are you okay? If you said both of them, I think I know what it is.
A genuine pair of merry ears from the movie.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, gentlemen. What a joy.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.